This fic is not OSHA compliant. A Thunderbolt Story. Written by Logical Specs and read by K-Burb. This is a Thunderbolts fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. Ava Starr grew up, primarily, in a lab, trying to keep her body from falling apart. Just your average, run-of-the-mill backstory. As such, however, she didn't spend much time in cities. Hardly any at all, as a matter of fact. Well, until everything else that happened to her happened. So, yes, maybe she wasn't entirely familiar with American workplace safety practices. She wasn't very aware of safe workplaces whatsoever. Consider it an oversight to her training. In a show of goodwill to the people, Valentina had them doing some rebuilding after a mission. The super soldiers were hauling chunks of concrete or metal beams around, while the rest of them mostly just dusted. Very boring work, especially in the blazing summer heat. Ava pulled the hard hat from her sweaty head, shaking out her hair with a groan. She didn't even wear a proper helmet in active shootouts. She didn't need it now. That was the last thing she thought before she heard Walker, who was one broken floor above her, say, "Oh shit," and felt something hit her directly in the forehead. She fell backwards with a groan, one hand instinctively flying to her face as pain radiated across her skull. Through her swimming vision, she saw a head of blonde hair poke out through the floor above her. "Hey, did you see my hammer? I dropped it." "Oh, shit," Walker repeated, this time with a bit more genuine concern. "You okay?" Her vision swimming, Ava lifted her hand from her wound, noting distantly that there was in fact blood on it, and flipped him off. "Real mature," he muttered, before jumping the 12 feet down to her. He grimaced, and she bemoaned the fact that when she passed out, his face was going to be the last thing she saw. Then, as she laid there, bleeding from a spot on her forehead, she thought to herself, "This is exactly the spot where I shot that woman." And then she passed out. And that, ladies and gents, is why you should always wear a hard hat in a construction zone. Active or not, Elena said proudly, grinning like that awful cat from Alice in Wonderland as she set the shitty storybook she had made back onto her lap. Vob looked almost pained, torn as he was between glancing at Ava sympathetically and holding back his snickers. Alexi was laughing loud enough to practically shake the medical bay, and Bucky had his head in his hands. Ava couldn't tell if he was laughing or crying. Walker patted her comfortingly on the arm, though she could tell he was also holding back his own grin. "I am so glad this happened to you first," he said, as if that was comforting. Elena sighed happily. "I have discovered my passion. Fables, like the turtle and the rabbit, that teach lessons to children. And you guys mess up so much. I have so many ideas." "Please do Walker next," Ava sighed, letting her head fall back against the pillow. "I want to see him cartoonishly bleeding out since I cannot have the real thing."
"I second that,"
Bucky muttered, his head still in his hands. Elena smiled, her eyes sparkling as an idea bloomed in her head. "Oh my god, remember when Walker stacked those boxes too high? And they fell and spilled everywhere, and then he slipped on all those tech decks." Walker sat up straighter, blanching.
"Elena, do not."
"Here are your watercolors, Lena," Bob said helpfully, pulling the aforementioned palette from his bag. Walker launched himself across the hospital bed. Bucky immediately threw him back over. Ava smiled faintly to herself as the chaos unfolded around her. Maybe hazardous workplaces weren't so bad. That was probably not a great lesson for Elena's stories. The end.